So in the Tao of Badass, I go over a concept called congruence tests. And as you know, there are a few different tests that women will give men in general. It's totally subconscious. They have no idea they're giving men these tests. This is just kind of something that they do in order to help filter out men who are, you know, not worthy of their attention. Because there are so many ways for guys to fake it, fake their confidence, that women really need to have really advanced. And these are psychologically extremely advanced tests that they give men that allow, you know, this certain men to slip through the cracks and other men to get sort of tangled up in this process. So as I discussed before, maybe you haven't heard this straight from me in a video, but there are three things that you need to know about sort of the way your mind works and the way that your mind communicates with other parts of your psyche, essentially. And that is that your body language is what women read in order to gauge attraction in the beginning, especially in the beginning, but almost fully in general, body language is probably the most important part of this entire process of attracting women. So, but your body language is controlled by your emotions, and women know this, intrinsically they know this. So if your body language is controlled by your emotions, what controls your emotions? Well, your emotions are controlled by your belief systems, meaning that if you believe that you're an attractive guy, then you feel different emotions in certain situations than you would if you believe you're an unattractive guy. In that case, you would feel other emotions. So what you want to do is essentially notice in the first place at all, you need to notice that people are trying to get through to your belief systems. They're trying to see in past your body language, past your emotions, into your belief systems. And they're trying to tell, you know, just by talking to you over a very short period of time, they're trying to tell what your belief systems are. And why are they trying to do this? Because your belief systems can create your body language and create your emotions. So if you're emotionally stable, it means you have really solid, stable belief systems. So what women are typically doing, not just women, but women and men, but for this, you know, sake of this conversation, we'll just say women. What they're trying to do when they test you is they're trying to get to those belief systems so they can see whether or not they are going to be long-lasting, they're going to be helpful, they're going to be healthy, survival-based, you know, survival and reproduction-based belief systems. For example, if you have a belief system that you're not good enough and that no one likes you, that's not going to be a sustainable belief system. If, you know, there are kids involved and, you know, let's say that she's threatened by someone and you think you're not good enough, it could mean two things. It could mean that you're going to overcompensate and, you know, get hurt yourself or hurt somebody to the point where you would go to jail or prison and then you'd be gone forever. So that wouldn't be very good for survival for her. Or it could mean that you would cower away, which is even worse, and not do anything and sort of let her get attacked and get hurt. And that could be bad. That could be bad for her survival. So what we do is instead women are trying to seek out these specific sets of belief systems in men. And when they recognize these belief systems, then they immediately sort of the switch gets flipped in their subconscious mind that triggers all these emotional hot buttons that allow her to feel attracted to you. So that's essentially why women give men tests in the first place, is to get down to that belief system. But women typically don't get that far in. What they usually do is they get to the point where they see you being emotional. And then once you're emotional, they try to gauge whether or not that was a natural reaction or that was some kind of insecurity-based emotion. So congruence tests are one of the three tests. There's congruence, compliance, and gender role tests. And congruence tests are tests where they're trying to figure out what your, you know, trying to get you to an emotional state so they can figure out what your beliefs are. And so really they're just insults. They're just things that women say that they think are going to shake you up. Something, maybe calling you out on something, maybe insulting you a little bit, trying to see if your feelings get hurt easily. And essentially, if you don't know who they are, you just met this woman and you're an attractive guy who has a lot of options, you're really not going to give a shit if a girl thinks that your shirt is ugly. You know, it doesn't matter. In fact, you know that even though a girl thinks your shirt is ugly, it doesn't mean she's not going to sleep with you or hook up with you, because you have lots of options and you recognize that. It's not a big deal for women. She's just trying to mess around with you a little bit and sort of be playful. And if you know that and you respond, you're not going to respond in a reactive way. Instead, you respond in a way that's very proactive. And this is sort of the concept that has allowed us to sort of control our interactions with women. It's this idea that if we are reactive, we automatically will create this silly sort of insecurity-based reaction, sort of a statement or a movement or IXSNQ or whatever it is. And if we are confident, then we don't. We act on our own. We act on our own abilities. We're not trying to base what we should do on what they're saying. So being non-reactive is sort of a slogan or a goal for most men in my courses. And the way that you do that is not by trying to focus on being non-reactive necessarily, but to focus on being proactive. So as long as you're thinking, oh, how do I be non-reactive? How do I not react to this? Then you're still reacting. You're still going, okay, you're trying to figure out how not to react. And you're doing that in reaction to what she's doing. So that doesn't really work. Instead, you want to focus more on ignoring shit, essentially. If she insults you randomly and once, you know, it says, oh, it's a really ugly shirt. Where'd you get it? Walmart? You know, whatever. Just totally silly stuff. If you see it as an insult, then you'll be reactive. But if you see it as a way for her to be sort of coy and try to get you sort of jazzed up a little bit, then you can see it as a form of flirting. And when you do that, it's actually adorable. I mean, you can find that sort of response back from a woman very attractive and funny and silly. And your response back from that can be really funny, you know? It doesn't need to be an insult back, nothing like that. And usually what I would say in that situation is, that's really adorable, what you're doing here. I think it's really cute, you know, trying to get me worked up and everything. It's working. It's I'm sure it works on a lot of guys. I'm sure that most guys have no idea what you're doing, you know? So that's sort of my response, you know? Sort of looking and seeing what really is happening and addressing that instead of what is on the surface. And the truth is that most women are testing you because they're attracted to you already. And they're trying to, you know, get you to shake up a little bit. And they're doing that because they want to be playful with you. They're like, you know, little cats. They're trying to test you a little bit and play around with you. And if you get angry, then you scare off the cat. You don't want to scare off the cat. You want to play with the cat. You want to be playful with the women that you're interacting with. And this is a form of being playful. And most guys don't recognize that because we would never do that to each other. We don't do that. We don't walk up to a guy we don't know and go, you know, where'd you get that ugly shirt, Walmart? You know, you're going to get punched in the face for doing that. But with women, it's a totally different kind of interaction. It's totally different. Women treat each other differently and they treat men differently than men treat each other. So it's just totally different. So we look at our own interactions and we go, this is insulting. And it would be if a guy was saying it and it wasn't a flirting kind of way from a woman, but 90% of the time, it's them flirting with you, and most guys do not see that. So if you can recognize that and sort of get beyond being reactive, then you'll be, again, in the upper echelon of men in the world that these women meet. Because when they see a guy who isn't reactive, they automatically assume that guy has a lot of options, that he's a lot of women around him all the time. He gets tested all the time because he's used to women, and because of that, he must be very attractive. He must have a lot of very attractive qualities, and a lot of women must want him. And women are attracted to men who other women are attracted to. And that's what social proof is all about. That's what most of everything that we do is all about. We're trying to get a lot of attraction from a lot of women all at once so that it snowballs and it sort of takes care of itself and you start to attract women easily and effortlessly. So the work in the beginning, though, is going to be getting away from this reactive process where we're automatically looking for something they say and then we're trying to respond to it. Instead, you have to be the person leading the interaction. You have to be the person taking the interaction in the direction, the conversation in the direction that you want to take it, and not sitting there and going, well, she said this, what do I say back? You know, if you're thinking that over and over again, you're already sort of in the wrong mindset when it comes to women. You want to immediately switch over to be focused on leading the interaction, leading the conversation, and not just, you know, automatically thinking, oh, she said this, what do I say back? It doesn't matter what you say back, especially in the beginning of an interaction. No one gives a shit. She doesn't care what you say. She just wants you to not be reactive and not be sort of shaken up by what she's doing, what she's saying to you. So keep that in mind. Try to look for times in which you are reactive and try one by one to sort of go over them in your head and think about what else you could have said or what else you could have done. Now, you don't want to harp on it. You just want to think about it, log it, maybe write it down, and then that's it, the end. Don't worry about anything else. Just let it go, you know? And this, what this will do is it'll allow you to start to recognize these times in your interactions in which you are reactive, and one by one start to eliminate them from your behavior. Because we learned to be reactive, we can unlearn it. We can learn to be proactive instead. And being proactive is an extremely attractive quality in a man. So keep that in mind and start to recognize that over the next few days here until your next video. And I'll see you in the next video.